Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. When was the last time you anointed something? Do you get up in the morning and say, "I shall now anoint the pan with oil before I scramble my eggs for breakfast"? Or do you go to the beach and say, "Before sitting in the sun, I shall anoint my skin with SPF 50 sunscreen"? We don't talk about anointing things or people. It's not a thing we do. Anointing sounds like something reserved for kings and Old Testament prophets, but nothing to do with you or me. Anointing is kind of a big concept in the Bible, though. It comes up frequently. The name Christ even means the Anointed One. And really, it's because of Christ, that Anointed One, that you also get tied into an anointing of your own. That's essentially what your baptism is, an anointing by the Holy Spirit. At your baptism, the Spirit of the Lord rushes on you with power from that day forward, echoing what happened to David when he was anointed by Samuel. At your baptism, the Holy Spirit stirs and strengthens his gift of faith in your heart. At your baptism, you're anointed with the cleansing forgiveness of sins. At your baptism, you're anointed into Christ and his redeeming work on your behalf. At your baptism, you're anointed into office, the office of the priesthood of all believers, as you now take up the role of being a messenger of good news for broken sinners. That's the anointing we still take part in today. At your baptism, you're anointed, not just with water, but with the Holy Spirit. God knew we humans are creatures who rely on our senses, and so he connects his grace, power, and blessing to something we can see, visible, and concrete: the anointing waters of baptism. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.